when students would log in, do their test, and then log out for some reason, or if they got timed out, when they came back in or logged back in to finish their test, their answers were missing that they had already put in.
How many students were affected by this?
In some cases, it's been as few as one child per campus, and we've heard as many as 50 or 60 on some campuses.
I know a number of groups, including the Texas Association of School Administrators, ask that TEA withhold the results of these tests from accountability ratings. Is that part of the plan?
Well, the commissioner had the Student Assessment Division issue a statement to the districts to talk about how these students could either A, log back in to finish their test or to retake the test. It's going to be determined at the district level whether these students should do that or not. They're not required to, but if the district feels they need to, then they'll do so.
So is it an option to be considered that you might just throw these test results out?
That's something that will be discussed in future correspondence with the districts and a decision still to be made at the state level.
I can only imagine you have heard from lots of schools, parents. How disruptive has this been?
Well, we have heard from numerous districts here at the agency, comments from parents. Everyone says the test is very stressful, and it is a very stressful situation. And students and teachers and everybody always anticipates and, you know, worries about the test. And so to have this added to the situation where a student has completed part of the test or submitted their responses, or in the case of the writing test, may have completed their essay, then to find that their work had disappeared, that's just very disruptive and very upsetting for a student and teachers alike. As the commissioner said, this is just unacceptable. These are issues that are going to have to be addressed now, and hopefully in the future this situation will not come up again.